A Day in the Life of a Young Sheffield Steel Worker, today.
Hi, my name's Johnny. I'm an apprentice electrician in the melt shop. I'm 19. I started work at Forge Masters around about 6 months ago, October 2007.
I'm Sam Bhuva. I'm a maintenance electrician apprentice. I started work here October the 1st, 2007, and I'm currently 17.
Well, I used to come in on my pedal bike. That wasn't very nice. Obviously, it was in the middle of winter, and I used to ride about 3 or 4 miles to get in. Now I've come in my very nice, very dirty car, and park basically wherever you want, as long as you're out of the way and you're not going to get smacked by a truck. Obviously, all the PP, the personal protective equipment, needed to be issued the first day that we arrived. So on my first day, I remember following my manager around the stores. I got piled with two pair of wool trousers, a jacket, a helmet, a pair of shoes, glasses, and I couldn't see where I was going. I had that much protective clothing on me. Since we're on our first year, we'll normally do 8 till 4, Monday to Friday.
Well, the original clocking in machines are actually there, but they're redundant now. They still hear it clicking ever so often, every minute. But we actually get this, it's like a small device, and the first day they give us all a swipe card. And when you're clocking in and out, all you have to do is swipe it straight down. And as long as you're in on time, you're alright.
On Mondays, we are at college on what we call a day release, where we'll do about 11 hours of study, so that we can obviously pass our exams and progress to the next year. We all have individual danger tags so that we're able to lock off a switch, isolating it, meaning we can work on a circuit or a piece of machinery without fear that someone's going to come up and think, why is this off? Obviously preventing us from getting a belt. Be around 10,000 volts in there. It's not locked for no reason.
Well, obviously at work, there's a lot of open doors everywhere, so it does get very cold. So they've got a few fires lying around everywhere to can stop and warm up a bit.
Really only have one break per day. It'll be a 1 hour break, just for you to have your lunch, just relax, have a cup of tea, read paper for a bit.
But you can do what you want, basically. Go out and you can go to the shop, sandwich shops. As long as you're back in time, they're fine with it.
Really, we shouldn't be playing any games such as darts, and you'll not actually find any dartboards or anything to find any games.
Well, in things like Christmas, then they'll all go to the dog tracks together and all put bets on and that, and maybe go to a pub after. But usually they basically keep to themselves, so a lot of them hang around with the missus, and that's about it, really.
It's about £150 we end up for 40 hours on week. My first pick, it went half of it towards my mum, and then with finally having some money after bumming around for a bit, I went and bought lots of sweets, actually. lots of sugar. And some of the things that we saw at first, like being in melt shop, obviously these massive ladles of steel being moved around, steel pouring out of furnaces, almighty noises that make you jump out of your skin at first, don't they? And you get used to it after a while, but I still look around and find everything absolutely amazing. It's absolutely brilliant. It's like a family, and everyone will look after everybody else.